Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. For the next half hour, we're featuring one song each year from 1970 through 1976. All songs that, although charted, didn't chart very high in the United States Billboard charts. Coming up this half hour, we'll hear from Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together, The Messengers, Stevie Wonder, Jermaine Jackson, Diana Ross and Marvin Gaye together, Michael Jackson, and The Temptations. All coming up the next half hour as we feature songs that didn't chart very high from the 1970s. Well, first up, Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell with California Soul, right here on Motown Memories. 1970!
A hold on you, California soul, California soul. They say the sun comes up every morning, and if you listen carefully, the wind that rides on the high tide.
That's the way it works. Some gon' get you, some gon' grab you, some gon' jump out the bushes and grab you. Hold out on, you're running faster. Some gon' grab you, some gon' jump out the bushes and grab you. Some gon' grab you. Oh, if you need to stay and grab you. Yeah, yeah. Can you keep on running? Keep on running from my love. Keep on running, yeah. Keep on running from my love. Some folks think that you're really, really fine. All you wanna be is just a friend of mine. But I know the man who is gonna break your heart, and you'll be sad real soon. Yeah, don't lie, but I'm blind. Keep on running, keep on running from my love. Keep on running, yeah. Keep on running from my love. Some folks say that you're really, really fine. But all you wanna be is just a friend of mine. But I know
I'm gonna get you in the morning.
Well, so why do you keep around?
Get you in the
game. All I need is so.
Yeah. baby, baby, mama, mama, mama.
That was Stevie Wonder, Keep On Running. That only made it up to number 90 on the U.S. pop charts from 1972. Before that, The Messengers, a great song, only reaching number 62 in 1971, That's the Way a Woman Is. And we started with Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together, California Soul, reaching number 56 from 1970. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring one song per year that didn't make top 40 status. Matter of fact, the 45 barely charted at all. While we've heard from 1970, 1971, and 1972 so far this half hour, we're up to 1973 and a song from Jermaine Jackson. Well, Jermaine was born December 11, 1954, and he is an American singer, bass guitarist, composer, of course, member of the Jackson 5, and an occasional film director. He also produced and recorded duets with American singer Whitney Houston in her early years as a recording artist. Well, Jermaine was the fourth child of Joe and Catherine Jackson. He was raised as a Jehovah's Witness by his devout mother, but he converted to Islam in 1989 after a trip to Bahrain. Well, like his more famous brother Michael, Jermaine began a solo career while still a member of the Jackson 5 and had a hit with the 1972 Shemp and the Lifeliners tune called Daddy's Home. It sold over 1 million copies by March 1973 and was awarded a gold disc. Well, when the Jackson 5 left Motown, Jermaine left the group and stayed at Motown as he had married Hazel Gordy, and Motown head and founder Berry Gordy was his father-in-law. Jermaine was nominated for a Grammy Award for Best Male Rhythm and Blues Vocal Performance for his 1980 album called Let's Get Serious. Well, here he is in 1973, a song that only made it up to number 75 in the U.S. pop charts. You're in good hands, right here on Motown Memories.
1973. Oh, look at you. I hate to see you cry. Hey, come here. I know. Don't you worry about a thing, baby.
song? Email Tom at MotorMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotorMemories@yahoo.com.
1974.
Well, that was the dynamic duo of Diana Ross and Marvin Gaye. The song was called Don't Knock My Love, and it only reached number 46 on the U.S. pop charts from 1974. And we started with Jermaine Jackson from 1973 reaching number 75, You're in Good Hands. This is Motown Memories with Tom Allen. This entire hour, we're featuring songs, although they did chart in the U.S. pop charts, they barely charted and were well below top 40 status. Well, we're doing one song per year. We started last hour from 1961, and now we're up to 1975, and a song from Michael Jackson. Believe it or not, this song was released as a single and only reached number 54 in the U.S. pop charts. The song is called We're Almost There. We're Almost There was taken off of Michael's final Motown album called Forever Michael. The single showcased Jackson's tenor more prominently than in previous releases the past year. The song was a soul type of ballad that sparked a departure from the singer's previous material, which kind of included bubblegum pop. As Michael's voice matured, Motown found it difficult to find material to suit Michael, who had sung in a higher voice for most of the duration of his Motown years, from 1969 through 1975. Well, here is Michael Jackson, We're Almost There, right here on Motown.
1975! 1976.
Temptations from 1976, reaching number 54 in the U.S. pop charts. That was Keep Holding On. And we started with Michael Jackson. We're almost there, number 54 also, 1 year earlier, 1975. Well, this hour, we featured some pretty decent songs. We started from 1961, and we ended up in 1976, one song per year. All songs released as 45s, but didn't hit top 40 status. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.